John chapter 3, verses 3 to 17. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Do not be surprised when I say, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. That is how it is with all who are born of the Spirit." "How can that be possible?" asked Nicodemus. "You, a teacher in Israel, and you do not know these things," replied Jesus. "I tell you most solemnly, we speak only about what we know and witness only to what we have seen. And yet you people reject our evidence. If you do not believe me when I speak about things in this world, how are you going to believe me when I speak to you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. And the Son of Man must be lifted up, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." The Gospel of the Lord. At the Easter Vigil, we had three girls who were baptized into the church and received the sacrament of confirmation. They were pre-teens and were obviously excited about all that was going on and being the center of attention. They were being born of the Holy Spirit, and we had just heard the prophet Ezekiel describing what was to happen. They were to receive a new heart and a new spirit. I'm not sure that they knew much about what was happening in them, but I do know their enthusiasm and their decision delighted the rest of us. It helped us reimagine what it is like to be enlightened by the Spirit. We were sprinkled with the water of baptism, the Easter water. And here I can only speak for myself, but my enthusiasm for my faith and my remembrance of the love of Jesus and his promise of eternal life was reborn that night. It was a magical ceremony and provided a moment that I can only describe as spiritual joy. I know these girls will have to go through the process of maturing, and during that time will feel let down by God and their Christian community. And it will then be our turn to support them and to help them to know that it is when we feel abandoned and depressed that the Holy Spirit is most present. As the footsteps story says, "Where were you, Lord, when I most needed you?" And Jesus replies, "Oh, that was when I was carrying you." We need to remember those times when we have been carried, renewed by the Holy Spirit, and to share them when the need arises. Thank you.